after 9 o'clock. Got a cloudy sky, still some light freezing rain showing up on radar. Be very careful if you're out there driving around some very slippery roads, highways, sidewalks. Everything kind of coated in a sheet of ice. But Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, made it in to talk with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your trip in? Were you slip sliding away, or did you have to go kind of slow?
You know, if you're driving around today and you take it slow and you are cognizant of the fact that it is slippery, mm-hmm. you're not going to have any problems.
Okay.
But if you're cruising around today thinking that the roads are fine and they just look wet, I have some news for you. They're not just wet. There's ice on there.
There is.
So you really need to be careful and make sure when you are getting out of your vehicle, put both feet on the ground at the same time. This is not a one-foot exit type day. This is a three-point exit where you need to have at least three surfaces of your body touching your vehicle when you get out of the car.
What was it you said about the penguin thing?
Oh, we need to penguin shuffle today.
The penguin shuffle, because yep. that's what I had to do. It's a two-block jaunt from my place to the station. So I'm not that far away, and it was a process because I took my vehicle because there's some other things I got to do today. So between my back door and my vehicle, penguin shuffle.
Yes,
I mean,
well,
I had
took
to
the
waddle.
Penguin shuffle for me to get from the street up to the building.
I know.
I honestly didn't park in the parking lot here because I thought that's too far to walk on this ice today.
Yeah.
So it is, it's a little tough out there. You need to do the shuffle if you're going to be out and about. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, maybe just stay home.
Yeah.
It's an okay day to stay home if you can.
Educate us, because we were talking before we went on. You said, you know, Bill, this is really something we should talk about on air. About the snowpack. We were talking about this. Oh. Go through this again, would you please?
Yes.
It's interesting.
Oh, okay. So we were talking about the amount of snow that we still have on the ground. And I had made the comment that it's the snowpack is starting to ripen. And
I've never heard of
that. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's when the snow gets really icy, crystally, chunky kind of looking, where when you're driving down the street and you see the edges that the plow has already touched, but it's been a while, and they start to get really cave looking, you know, icicles hanging down, really chunky and scary looking, that means that that snow is ripe and it's ready to melt. However, we just haven't had temperatures right now that are indicative of melting snow.
And that's what we need.
Right. But we have had a few days recently where the snowpack has started to ripen. Granted, we have a lot of snow that needs to melt. And we're hoping, cautious optimism, that it will be a slow and steady melt. But honestly, I don't know what's going to happen anymore. Mother Nature keeps throwing all these curveballs at us.
Yeah.
This storm we're going to get today. Thankfully, the snow forecast on this one keeps being downgraded, which is great.
That is good.
Yep. Originally, they were talking, you know, 6 to 8, maybe 10 inches of snow for us.
Ugh.
I just pulled up the forecast a minute ago. Now we're in that 1 to 3 range. So it's really great. I think partially because it's maybe 32, 33 degrees outside right now, which is helping stave off the snow a little bit, which would be great for us.
Yeah.
But this freezing mist obviously isn't welcome either. And then we have that other winter system that's on the horizon.
They don't really know what that's going to be doing yet.
I know.
I'm just saying that.
That one's still out there. You'll know more Sunday, Monday, what's going to happen. But honestly, it's that day before that we'll really kind of have an idea on where that storm system's going to go. I'm hoping it skirts to the south of us and we don't end up with a foot of snow or more, which is potentially in the forecast. Hopefully it doesn't happen. We really don't need the moisture. We have enough.
We do.
So if that one could skirt to the south, I think we would all be grateful. But, you know, we don't have a choice. We really don't have a choice.
Getting back to that ripened snow thing, because I'm fascinated. I've never heard of that term before, so you taught me something today.
I did.
Now, you say that kind of means it's lost, the snow itself has lost its moisture. It's dropped down below it.
Correct. So some of that moisture is sinking out of the snowpack itself and then settling to the bottom. That's why at the end of the season, we always see that really weird layer of ice down on the ground is
that's
the last
true.
Thing to melt. Because it's the moisture in the snow that's essentially draining out and why that top layer is so crystally and ready to melt.
Okay.
So hopefully we can keep moving in that direction where the snowpack keeps ripening. We have that slow filtration of the water out of the snowpack, and then we can slowly move to spring. I know we're all tired of winter. We absolutely are. You won't run into a single person right now that says, wow, I wish this winter would continue all year long.
No.
We want it to be done. We're all finished with it. But what we do need is 3 weeks or so to slowly get rid of this snow and ice.
They were saying every almost every forecaster that I've heard, and I don't like them much these days, but you know, I realize they're just the messengers, and this is something we can't control. But they did say once this other little hiccup gets out of the way, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, what's ahead looks dry, a little bit cooler than normal, but it looks dry.
Right.
Which is a great thing.
And that's all we can ask for right now,
yeah,
is some 34, 35, 36 degree days with no more moisture.
Right.
That would be a perfect scenario for us, where it can warm up during the day, start to move things along a little bit, cool down at night to stop it, and then keep doing that freeze-thaw. That would be a great situation for us. And then maybe in another couple of weeks, maybe week and a half, we could say, hey, what if it stays above freezing at night? Maybe we could handle that for a little
bit. We could handle that.
But we're not ready for that yet.
All right.
So we want to make sure that we're not going to have a 60-degree day, but honestly, we're not in control. We're not the one driving this bus.
That's true.
So let's just hope that things go in our favor. There's a lot of moisture out there right now, and we just want it to filter into the system slowly.
Right.
But again, not in our control,
but,
so we're just going to plan for what we can plan for and hope for the best.
But the snow is ripe, and that's a good thing, because that means it's ready to melt.
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
It's
ripening.
Right. Think about it as a banana that's partially green still.
Okay.
And we're waiting for it to have those brown spots before we eat it.
Great metaphor.
Yep, exactly. So we're not quite there, but we're on our way, as long as we don't get any more snow.
Listen, let's switch gears. Next month, of course, we got Earth Day going on in April. And we've got you coming in a lot to talk about Wilkin County Recycling, where basically you guys can recycle just about anything.
You can.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic deal that we have for you over there.
Yes.
Where you can almost get rid of everything that wouldn't be considered an item to put in the landfill. So you can get rid of cardboard, plastic, aluminum, tin, newspaper, magazines, phone books, light bulbs, used oil filters, used antifreeze, tires, all sorts of things. And then starting that third Wednesday in May, all the way through until September, we can do household hazardous waste.
Wow.
Which means you can get rid of paint, ag chemicals, solvents, aerosols, pesticides, anything like that, which is a great, great thing. And then this is fun related to household hazardous waste. So super unfortunate that Deb Tobias over in Breckenridge is closing up shop to retire, but,
mm-hmm, but
she brought in massive amounts of paint for us.
Okay.
So we're hoping to set up a day sometime in April where the community can come out and look through the paint that she brought in, because there's a lot. It's a lot of paint,
yeah,
that anybody can do whatever they'd like with. Do, mm-hmm, projects, paint your house, paint the inside of your house, whatever it is that you need to do. But we're hoping to set that date up, and I'll have more information later on in April.
Okay.
When that's set up. But that's going to be a great event for anybody that wants to do a reuse type project. So,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, yeah, you'll be in like three times a week.
Yes.
In the month of April, and we can talk more about recycling and more about paint.
Absolutely.
Brianna Koval, always great to have you, and you have a great